Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Scientists have warned that damaged British peatlands, areas formed over thousands of years from dead and decaying plants in waterlogged conditions, are a significant source of carbon dioxide, reports Andrew Bolger at the Financial Times of London. Peatlands release the equivalent of almost 4 million tons of carbon dioxide a year, equal to the average emissions of about 660,000 British households. A report by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature describes peatlands as overlooked and undervalued, covering less than 3% of the Earth's land surface but containing twice as much carbon as the world's forests. Within the UK, peatlands represent the single most important carbon store, with deep peat bogs containing more than 3.2 billion tons of carbon, about 20 times that of UK forests. The report says it is vital for the UK to avoid the huge losses arising from peatland damage in order to meet its international obligations in tackling global warming. Much of the UK's peatlands have been damaged, but healthy peatlands have a net long-term cooling effect on climate. Thus, peatland restoration not only benefits wildlife, but has measurable carbon savings. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.